We're doing a big segment right now. We're going to do it with Dr. Reef Karim. You've seen him on CNN, MSNBC, every major news organization. He's a medical physician, psychiatrist. His expertise includes drugs and mental health. He runs the Control Center, which is world famous in Beverly Hills. So you, if you are having a drug issue, you can go to thecontrolcenter.org, thecontrolcenter.org. And what we're going to discuss with the good doctor, Dr. Reef Karim, is a growing problem in America that is not talked about enough, and that's a drug problem regarding prescription drugs. Because in this country right now, cocaine and heroin use are up over the last decade about 50 or 60%, but prescription drug abuse leading to death is up 260%. And actually, for the first time since records have been kept, literally since forever, since records have been kept, more people are killed every year by drugs than motor vehicle accidents. Every year, 36,284 people die of motor vehicle accidents. So I feel bad if you're in your car right now. Sorry to just buckle up, okay? And don't text, okay? And then more people are killed by drugs, 37,485. And to discuss this growing problem, and we're also going to discuss it in general, but also specifically about doctors like Conrad Murray, Michael Jackson's doctor, who have turned into drug pushers. So I want to talk to the expert, Dr. Reef Karim. Welcome to the program, sir. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Good. I know you just came from CNN. Is that right?
Yeah, we just did a special on CNN, and now we're heading out.
Okay, and I saw your piece on Fox, and I want to talk about that, which I found very, very interesting. And you classify doctors, because I want to talk about prescription drugs and doctors who can sometimes give in to celebrities or it could be a regular person. There are three types of doctors who are doing this. You classify them, one, shady doctors who just have no moral code, two, naive doctors who are trying to be helpful, they just don't know what they're getting into, and three, doctors who are people pleasers, that a celebrity walks into their office or a good friend and they want to make them happy, they want to treat their pain, it comes from a good place, but they end up just being a prescription drug dealer. You have the floor now. Give me your thoughts on all this.
Yeah, I came up with those three titles for doctors because I've been seeing this going on for a long time. I mean, we talk about marijuana being a gateway drug, but since 2007, 2008, we're seeing more kids initiate non-medical drugs, either illicit or, you know, prescription drugs, more often than we are seeing marijuana. So more kids are starting to use prescription drugs as their gateway to other things than they are marijuana. So instead, you know, when you talk about buckling up, people should be buckling up their medicine cabinets because that's really, you know, more than accidents. That's really the biggest reason that people are dying out there. It's a huge, huge problem. And when we look at doctors and the doctor's culpability, most doctors, I would say the majority of doctors, are not problematic. But when you look at the problematic doctors, they come in three varieties, as I mentioned. And there are doctors that are absolutely shady. I don't get them. I don't know why you would go to school for that long to risk your license the minute that you start doing this, your medical license. Then there's doctors that are naive. They're usually a little older, or they're maybe, you know, I don't want to categorize.
That's okay. Old people are naive. Keep going.
Yeah, and then you've got your people-pleaser doctors. So your people-pleasers, basically, doctors are people, too. And if some big celebrity gets called to your office or you get called to them and you're like, wow, that doctor picked me or that celebrity picked me to be their doctor, they want to work with me. Wow, I get to hang out with their entourage. Wow, I get to actually see this person on a regular basis. That's fantastic. Wow, and you feel special. And if you're not really either used to it, or you can't hold your professional boundaries, you might get caught up in enabling them. And as a doctor, you become part of that enabling team for that patient. And it sounds so easy when you're just kind of the average person out there, but when you actually have the power of the prescription pad, you would be so surprised at the coercion, the manipulation, the kinds of things that people will do when they're drug-seeking to you to make you feel guilty, to make you feel happy, to buy you gifts, to do whatever it takes to get you to want to do nice things for them with your prescription pad. And doctors need to learn to just say no when they're being coerced.
And doctor, once again, we're talking to Dr. Reef Karim, a medical physician psychiatrist from the Control Center of Beverly Hills. about